Life isn't always a bed of roses, is it? But isn't it supposed to be? I mean, Jeremiah 29:11, hello? We all want to claim that every day, right? Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." We love words like prosper and hope and a future. Life should be full of that. So how do we reconcile it in our heart when it's not? Today, we're going to look a bit deeper at this promise God made, who He made it to, and the time in history it was spoken. This beautiful promise was given to God's people in Babylonian captivity. It was a promise that the Lord would bring them back out of captivity, but the journey would not be without struggle. Also, the future would be more for the next generation, so many wouldn't even see the coming days of freedom. This was a very uncomfortable time. A false prophet made them believe the days of captivity would be few, but Jeremiah spoke the words of the Lord and made it clear these days would not be over soon. So get comfortable, even in the uncomfortable. Jeremiah 29:4. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there. Do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper." There would be hope to come and a beautiful future. But for now, in these years of captivity and divine discipline for their disobedience, the people of God would need to settle in, accept where they were, and be obedient. Yes, while in a place you would rather not be, build houses, plant gardens, marry, and increase in number. Seek peace and prosperity. Pray for your captors, the city you are in, and as it prospers, you will prosper. The restoration of God's people would come in time. God's time. Was it uncomfortable? Yes. Was it where they wanted to be? No. Still, God was with them, and even in the midst of it all, He was making a way. Restoration cannot come without true repentance. And even when we turn back to God, the consequences of our choices often take time to heal. We don't like being uncomfortable, but those are the moments and seasons God uses to refine us, sometimes discipline us, and deepen our faith. Comfort breeds complacency, so it's actually those uncomfortable places and seasons that can be a catalyst for something bigger God is doing that we can't see. We simply need to walk by faith and trust Him on the journey. It's easy to be faithful when things are going great and we're on top of the mountain. It's in the uncomfortable valleys we begin to question. What you can know, no matter where you may be today, is that God loves you, and no matter what, He will use whatever you're facing and wherever you are for your good as you trust Him with it. His plans for you are good, even if the circumstances around you are not. That's the truth. If where you are is not where you want to be, look to Jesus and take the steps He is leading you to take. And remember, as a believer in Christ, this world is not the end. The plans He has for us are good. Our hope is secure and our future is bright. I'm Lori Klein.